The head of Al-Qaeda announced this week that the Islamist group has established a new wing. He described in a video plans to wage jihad in the Indian subcontinent. The video triggered a national alert in India, which is believed to be the main target of the terror threat. From New Delhi, NPR's Julia McCarthy looks at the seriousness of the danger and why the message may be emerging now.
In declaring the opening of a new jihadi front, the voice of Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri exhorted his Muslim brothers that the newly established South Asia faction would, quote, defend the vulnerable in the Indian subcontinent. He listed Burma, Bangladesh, and specifically named three states in India, Assam, Gujarat, and Kashmir. In disputed Kashmir, India's only Muslim-majority state, which is claimed by both Pakistan and India, an insurgency has agitated for independence. Gujarat is the site of religious riots in which 1,000 people, mostly Muslims, were killed in 2002. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was then Gujarat's chief minister. Today's headlines reflected the general worry. Clear and present Qaeda danger, said the Times of India. The Hindu wrote, India now in Al-Qaeda's sights. But Wilson John, senior fellow at the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi, says Al-Qaeda's decision to start an arm in the subcontinent should be seen through the prism of a fading franchise. John says Al-Qaeda is being eclipsed by a younger, more brutal Islamic State, or IS, which has gained ground in Syria and Iraq, and infamy, with the beheadings of American journalists.
Obviously that Al-Qaeda is feeling threatened by the emergence of IS and the possibility of copycat emergence of other groups which may challenge Al-Qaeda. So Al-Qaeda is in a desperate attempt to move to stop the rebellion within the group. This is one of the attempts to stem the bleeding of Al-Qaeda's dominance.
John also says Al-Qaeda could feel the pressure to do something spectacular in this part of the world.
Yeah, the possibility of an attack in the near future is quite high.
But Ajay Sani, the executive director of the Delhi-based Institute for Conflict Management, says the Islamist group has had India in its sights since before 2006, when Osama bin Laden spoke of a crusader Zionist Hindu conspiracy against the Muslim world. Sani says the fact that many of India's 176 million Muslims have grievances with the state does not mean they are ripe for recruitment by Al-Qaeda. He says some one dozen Indian Muslim youth traveled to Iraq to take up the cause of the Islamic State, but says there is little evidence of a groundswell of Islamist recruits in India.
Islam in India has grown in an extremely organic fashion over centuries. And it has evolved ways of accommodation with other faith systems and communities, which are unique to India. So it becomes very difficult to dehumanize the other. And if you are to, wage jihad against the unbeliever, you have to dehumanize him in some measure.
The online video alarmed the government, which said the threat from Al-Qaeda to India was, quote, very real and imminent. Retired Commodore C. Uday Bhaskar says the content of the video cannot be ignored.
But I would say that we do not have to swing to the other extreme, wherein you have to hit the panic button and interpret this as a major national security threat.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.